T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
I saw this little nugget because you sent it to me. Shut down all police movies and TV shows now.
Come on. This might be my favorite story of the day. I mean, it's the 2020 version of Tipper Gore, right?
Yeah.
Let's just censor all cop movies.
Censor cop movies, ban. Start with Police Academy and work your way up. No, right there. Start Police Academy 16, Citizens Take Back the Grocery Store, whatever it was. That awful Sylvester Stallone movie, Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Remember that one?
Maybe we should censor that one.
Turner and Hooch?
Well, yeah.
Dog died in the end, right?
Yeah. Spoiler alert. That's heartbreaking. I can't. Yeah.
Spoiler alert. The movie's 42 years old. If you haven't seen it, it's not my problem. What other cop movies? A Lethal Weapon. You definitely got to ban Lethal Weapon, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Diplomatic immunity. It's just revoked.
They should ban Lethal Weapon 3 and 4 because those two should have never been made.
Which was the one? Joe Pesci was in number 2, right?
He was in two and three. He may have actually been in 4 as well. He wasn't in 1. I think that's the only one he wasn't in.
All right. Now, what is the best cop movie ever made, you think? What's the best cop comedy and the best cop movie ever made?
Well, the 2020 ones listed are Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith, Birds of Prey.
You got to get rid of that. I'm sorry, but you got to get rid of Bad Boys. Has got to go.
Yeah.
So even movies that have prominent Black American actors, they still have to go if they're about the cops.
Yes.
All right. What else? I'm trying to think. Well, TV show wise, I can tell you that my dad always said Barney Miller was the most accurate police show. That and The Wire were the two most accurate police shows they've ever seen. But they got to go.
What about Jack Reacher?
No, I don't think he's not even a cop, Jack Reacher. What are you talking about?
Well, he looks good. He's Tom Cruise.
He's not a cop. He's like a private security guy.
Well.
What about Paul Bart Mall Cop? How about that movie, Dawn? About the mall cop guy. I'm a little.
But he's a cop. Give him some respect.
What do you do?
The mall cop is not a cop. That's the whole point. I've tangled with these people. Believe me. I had my moment with the mall security. Remember
and the
this.
Elf, Santa's elf.
Santa's elves and the mall security at the Morristown Mall escorting me out the door.
What do you do with movies like RoboCop? Because the left is all about advancing and using robots and tech for jobs and stuff in the future.
Great question.
How do we do to handle that?
RoboCop was, by the way, on a side note, RoboCop was a very underrated movie. That's a great movie.
Agreed.
It's very good.
I agree. I also think the first Lethal Weapon is a very underrated movie. That's a very serious movie. Then it got silly after that. But the first one is, remember, he was suicidal in that one.
Yep.
He lost his wife and he kept playing Russian roulette. I mean, that was a really, like, and then again, Joe Pesci got in and it got goofy. They were like, well, now we got to make yucks out of it or something. Remember that?
That's got to go too. F you at the drive-in.
What about Chief Brody, Jaws?
But I gotta say, on that drive-in, every time I go through the drive-thru, I still think of that, though.
Me too.
If you went to drive-thru, every time.
I've got a great cop movie. The Usual Suspects.
It's a great cop movie.
But it's not about
I don't
them.
Think it's a cop movie.
It's for criminals. Like,
it has
right?
cops I mean, in it. Like, yeah. Dawn's definition of a cop movie is as long as there's a cop
yeah.
anywhere in the movie. So, like, Mannequin is technically a cop movie.
A cop movie, yeah, exactly.
Right, because there's a cop in
yes.
the movie at some
Die
point.
Die Hard is technically... I love
well,
Die
Hard's a cop
Die Hard's
movie.
100% Die Hard. A cop movie. Okay. It's 100% yeah. a cop movie. And the Christmas movie. It's a Christmas yes. cop movie at the same time.
I'm with you.
The best one is The Departed with Matt Damon and Scorsese.
Oh, movie's fantastic.
Great, movie.
Great one.
Yeah, that's got to go, too.
That?
Even though Matt Damon's on their side, he's all woke and everything. That's
yeah.
still got to go.
Yeah.
Got to go. You were mentioning Chief Brody and Jaws, and I yes. agree that I still don't think of Jaws as a cop movie. They weren't going out to arrest the shark, Dawn. Serve a warrant.
Like, but he's a star. He's a
but
cop.
But it's not a cop movie, Dawn. It's about a shark. Everyone agrees that Jaws is about a shark. It just happens to have one of the protagonists be a cop.
Well, I think it counts.
The Dawn Stenslin, what is a cop movie certification? Is there a cop in any way, shape, or form in the movie?
By the way, Sonic the Hedgehog is listed as
also
a cop.
Also a cop movie, by the way. What? Total cop movie.
See?
What? Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes, this story is amazing out of the Washington Post. This is... shut down all police movies and TV shows now. Like this is Alyssa Rosenberg. Like many other industries, entertainment companies have issued statements of support for the protest. There's something Hollywood can do to put its money where its social media posts are. Immediately halt production on cop shows and movies and rethink the stories it tells about policing in America.
Oh, my God.
They've been Hollywood has been collaborating with police departments, telling stories that whitewash police shootings and valorizing an action hero style of policing over the harder, less dramatic work of building relationships with the communities cops are meant to serve and protect. I will say this. In every movie that's out there in Hollywood, the cops shoot everybody, right?
Everybody.
Everybody gets shot.
Everybody.
And then they ask questions later.
Yep.
Right? And they do it like it's like, you know, it's like even at the end of that of Lethal Weapon 2, diplomatic immunity shoots him and goes, well, it's just been revoked.
Well, to your I mean, to your dad's point of Barney Miller being one of the most realistic cop shows is because that is 90% of a cop's job, right? It's the paperwork. It's the stuff that Barney Miller was about. I mean, Barney Miller wasn't about, you know, going out there and, you know, shooting bad guys. It wasn't a serial killer every night they had to go hunt down
in the streets.
Exactly.
Like, I love that show. What's that dopey show about the FBI? Manhunt? No,
Mindhunters.
No, the one that's on regular TV.
Oh.
And it's about every week they got a new serial killer they got to chase down.
48 hours?
No, it's a fiction show. They're FBI agents and maybe Criminal Minds.
Oh, Jericho? Was that it?
No. Criminal Minds, I think it's called.
Yeah.
No. And every week, they have to get in their FBI jet and fly to a different part of America to hunt down a serial killer. Yep. The show's been on for like 7 years. That would mean there's like 2,700 serial killers in this country. And every week they get on that jet, they fly to go kill a serial killer. Go get them. I mean, the country's got more. The population of serial killers could swing an election, by the way.
By the way, we watched Spencer Confidential on Netflix. It was very good.
Wait, what is this?
Is it a cop movie?
Yeah, with Mark Wahlberg. He's an ex-cop. Did you see it?
Oh, no, I'd like to see that.
Spencer Confidential. I love Mark Wahlberg.
I'd like to see.
It was good.
Dan Bevan says Woody from Toy Story. Toy Story is a cop movie. Well done, Dan. Well done. Toy Story is a cop movie because Woody's a sheriff.
By the Dawn definition, it is.
By the Dawn Stenslin definition of what's a cop movie.
If there's a cop or ex-cop who's a good guy.
Home Alone. All
right, well, I hope you're laughing because I'm crying laughing right now.
Home Alone's a cop movie.
What is it?
Home Alone.
Home Alone's definitely a cop movie. Andy Griffith Show's a cop
also
movie.
Also with Joe Pesci.
Mike Secrets on Twitter. The Andy Griffith Show also a cop movie. No, L.A. Confidential was a really good cop movie. That was a great one. That was a really well-done movie. I mean, The Wire is one of the best police shows. I think we can all agree on that. I've been going back and forth with the Scope brothers on this because they're watching The Wire and everything. It's like one of the most well-done police shows. It also shows the struggle between the police and the community and the schools and the community and all that. Should that go too? Should we censor that? Should we take that down? You're right, Greg. These people are Tipper Gore. They want to just get rid of these movies.
Nothing infuriates me more than these stories because, you know, we lived through the late 80s and early 90s when, you know, this same group that is now saying this, we're rallying against putting parental advisory stickers on music because music's art and don't censor their words and blah, 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 blah. And now the same group is like, now we have to rethink this, which is absurd. It just irritates me to no end.
Yeah, I know. It's just absolutely the wrong answer. I mean, it's so done. The reason why, like, I've always said this to you in the past, I can't watch a cop movie with my father because all he can do is find what's unrealistic about it. And like, it'll be a cop. Remember that time travel cop movie? With, what's that actor? And he went back in time and he like...
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes, thank you. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Time Cop was, right?
Time Cop. Was so yeah. I would watch it with my dad. He'd go back in time and he'd fight people, arrest people,
yes.
Time travel. But if like he didn't file a report correctly, my dad would be like, that's it. I'm done. This movie's a bunch of BS. That's not how it really goes in the precinct. Like that, it's a time traveling cop. And that's what upsets you, the fact that, you know, they don't really leave donuts on the counter. It's always, you know, in the break room. That's why I can't, no matter how good it is, no matter how good the movie is, if there's one moment of that's unrealistic. That cop would ever say that to each other. Dad, they're fighting dinosaurs, Dad. They're the dinosaur cops. They went back in time to fight dinosaurs. 855-839-1210. The Big Ragu says, a woke tale of two cop movies. Running Scared. Awesome movie, so be banned. Running Scared is great. I'll tell you why. You guys ever see that one?
I don't think so.
Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. Oh, man, is that funny. That movie is funny as hell, Running Scared. It's also really good, too, because it's about... the guy, Jimmy Smits, is in it. He's the bad guy in that movie, too. That's a great one. That's a very realistic cop movie, actually. Copland, horrible movie, but about bad cops. So that'll play 24/7, like The Christmas Story, he says.
Demolition Man. Very good. Demolition Man.
Also not a cop movie.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.